Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 454. I am Chris. Tony is not here. Peter is, though.
For now.
And so is Jeff.
Hello, hello. Can you hear me?
Now he literally, like, he's adding in echo. We needed him to add echo. Yeah, Jeff is here. I don't know. I think he sounds much better than last week, so...
I guess it's a start. I apologize.
Baby steps.
My low quality audio here. It is, again, I know it's my fault, but I need to get a new computer. I need to get an actual headset, all that. But meantime, I'm doing this like I'm fucking chatting on the phone, and I apologize.
It's fine. Anyway, E3 is upon us. We are.
Literally days away.
Yeah, 48 hours or so. Less than 48 hours.
Oh, it's the most wonderful time of the year.
36 hours from when EA kicks off their go. So,
they are on Saturday?
Saturday, 9:15 Pacific. So, yeah, maybe 37 hours.
Interesting. I probably will not watch any of their stuff. Like, I will just... If there's interesting Star Wars footage, I will watch the interesting Star Wars footage.
So,
well, it's like in the morning, I think, so I'll check it out.
Probably. Well, so the EA thing is weird because it seems like it's going to be like a 2.5 hour treehouse type thing.
Yeah.
Or longer, I'm not sure. They seem like they're half hour segments and they're talking like maybe it's like more than 2.5 hours. Anyway, from 9:30 to 10 is their Star Wars piece. Specifically Jedi Fallen Order. So that's probably the part I watch. Maybe I stick around to like watch what they're doing with Apex, if anything interesting, or Battlefield, but I will probably skip out when they're talking FIFA and Madden.
Half
hour piece. And then they're closing it out with The Sims 4. So I'm good.
The Sims 4?
The Sims 4.
Why 4?
I have no idea. I mean, you'd have to watch their half-hour presentation on The Sims 4 to know what.
Why don't they just make a new one instead of, like... I hate what they've done with Sims in a way.
The Sims 4 is old now, right? Like,
yeah, it's about 5 years
old.
Yeah.
I think they're probably... I bet you it's going to be, like, either at the announcement of, like, one last expansion and probably a bundle package where, like, here's the $200 thing of Sims where you can get it for... You know, fuck all, like, you know, everything.
Just make Jeff angry because he just bought it.
No, I
don't. Because you got it for, did you not get the free one?
I have Sims 4 on console. I've had it since launch, but I have not bought any of the expansions. They're insanely pricey, and there's a lot of them. So if they, like, bundled them all together, I would even pay, like full price, like a $60 game to have all of them, because... Otherwise, like you said, it would be well over $200 for all the expansions.
Easily, yeah.
And, like, I want that stuff because I want to see, like, how, like, if it makes it feel new or different from the other ones.
I heard Seasons made a really big impact because it also included, like, the calendar.
Oh, really? It has a calendar.
Like, so instead of, like, hey, I want to have a party, and it happens the instant you click the button, you can be like, let's have a party.
Oh.
Next week.
I like that.
In Sims time kind of thing. So
my thing about that has always been, though, it's like Seasons was an expansion for Sims 2. So it shouldn't be an expansion for Sims 4. It should be in the game. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like, that's annoying to me. Like, I think it's
kind
of bullshitty. Like,
it was definitely one of those things where, like, they took something that was part of the main game last time, took it and made it an expansion.
I mean, that just seems like a...
I would love to be like a bundle. Yeah. I would.
Oh, and I guess it was a free game you could have downloaded back in May.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah. I got on PC. So here's the fucked up thing, though. If you downloaded the 48-hour trial of Sims 5, it was impossible to get the free version through Origin because it just kept asking you to buy the game now that you've done the trial. I had to log out of my account, go to origin.com through my Firefox web browser, get the free version, have it ask me to log in through on the web page, and then it gave me a download link, which opened it up in the Origin app where I could download the free
version. Wow.
Yeah.
Jeez. Also, I had no idea Sims 5 was coming. Like, did they just announce that or something?
No.
What? Where am I at? Is that coming to the consoles as well?
No, they haven't announced it.
Fucking damn it.
What Sims 5 are you talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There is no Sims 5.
You said Sims 5 a second ago.
No, Sims 4.
Sims 4.
I swear you said Sims
5. I said they might, but my feeling was that this was going to be the last hurrah before announcing Sims 5. Like, yeah. I bet you, like, if they're going to talk about Sims 4, it's going to be, hey, this is it, and then next year, look forward to, like, a logo trailer that just says Sims 5, and then, you know, they'll do their big thing either later
or whatever. Yeah. I would expect at least that, yeah.
Because Abby at Giant Bomb's a big fan, and I think they asked her, like, what's even left for them to put in the game. I don't think she listed anything. I think they've, like,
everything's already
put there. Everything that is normally in a Sims game. So unless this is something brand new that's never been in there.
Yeah, so the schedule for EA Play is 9:30 a.m., Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order, hosted by Greg Miller and Andrea Renee. 10 a.m. is Apex Legends, hosted by Golden Boy Alex Mendez.
I don't know who the fuck that is.
I weirdly do, because I watched some, like, Halo stuff.
So if these are all hosted by YouTubers and shit?
I guess. No, because Battlefield 5 is hosted by online personality Julia Hardy. I don't know who that is. And EA's Adam Freeman.
No relation.
11 o'clock is FIFA, hosted by that Golden Boy guy.
And then, Julia Hardy?
Julia Hardy, yeah.
She's some British television person.
11:30 is Madden, hosted by NFL Network's Adam Rank. Not sure who that is either. And then 12 o'clock is The Sims, hosted by Andrea Renee. So, yeah, it's a mix of, like, YouTube, esports casters, somebody from EA and somebody from the NFL Network. So,
Chris,
it's weird,
especially that there's no Anthem. That's the weirdest part. Maybe
it is weird.
Is it weird? Is it?
Weird in the sense that it was their biggest game this year.
It was going to be.
It was supposed to be.
Yeah.
And then Apex kind of, like, stole its lunch for, like, a month.
Did and but, like, Anthem isn't, like, it doesn't have to be dead, right? Like, Ubisoft has proven that, like, you can turn around a game that launched shittily into something with a long tail. Like, they did.
Well, even Destiny proved that eventually, right?
So, like,
they fucked it up again, and then they proved it a second time,
right? It's like there's proof out there. You don't need to, like, abandon this, but they, like, BioWare has seemingly abandoned their official Reddit page for the game. The Twitter feed hasn't really been updated. Their roadmap isn't being followed. Like,
well, they had to delay the
that weird raid type thing.
They had to delay that in order to what do you call it? I think for, like, major bug fixes or something.
Which is fine. Like, you need to fix it or whatever, but, like, it's weird that you're not going to talk about what should be, like, a pillar of your company going forward, because, you know, Anthem should be a games of as service, so should have a long tail, yet it's, like, not showing at all.
I mean, what if they just drop it? What if they're just like, this was a failure?
If they do, they're gonna get sued.
I mean, they'll follow their roadmap. They did announce their Cataclysm and stuff. There was apparently, reading the Reddit right here. It says there was a live stream earlier where they announced the public test region and the Cataclysm update, and I guess that'll include their, that'll include everything that was promised in that thing. So, and then I think as soon as they do that, and their lawyers are like, all right, you guys promised everything that was advertised.
Yeah, like they have to at least cover that part, or they're setting themselves up to get, like, a class action lawsuit. But it's such a shame because like there are games like The Division and The Division 2 and like you can you don't have to be super amazingly successful to be able to keep one of these alive and have your fan base like support it and do well with it. Whatever.
And here's the, you know, I guess EA is not, they're not using this to really talk about anything new either, right?
Like, I mean,
Star Wars is coming at the end of this year. There's Madden, there's FIFA, but all these other games are games that are already released, right? Apex is already out. Battlefield is already out. Sims is already out. So like, it's not like, you know, 12:30 PM surprise EA game announcement, right?
If anything,
I wonder if that'll all be at a press conference like Microsoft's. Right.
Yeah.
Because Sony's not showing anything, obviously. So if there's going to be any additional EA content, Microsoft.
Is there supposed to be a Need for Speed game this year? Like, this is so weird.
Yeah, weird. Not showing that.
No.
It's weird how they mapped it all out, telling you like, you know, what you're going to see at what time, and then it's like there's nothing there. Like, all right, a bunch of games we knew about, but yeah, also like, you know, yeah, Need for Speed is like that's a known game, right? Like for sure,
right? Like they said that game is coming this year. They haven't shown shit about it, but
that's worrying.
Yeah,
man,
right.
Why can't they just like try with that franchise for real? Like it's weird. Anyways,
why can't they try with a lot of things?
Can't they try, I think, is like. Period.
Why can't they try, period?
Yeah, that's like, true.
I'm not really looking forward to that Star Wars game yet, but, you know, well...
Neither am I.
I am... I like Respawn. I've liked everything they've done so far. But, yeah, I need to see what that game actually is, and I think this is the moment. They have to show gameplay this time around. Like, it can't just be like a teaser trailer or whatever.
So. And I guess this game is the one that's going to fill their alternating Battlefield schedule, too, because
neither's coming
this year. So, like,
yeah,
maybe like, Battlefront year, but I guess they're just going to be like, the Star Wars game is our Battlefront. We're never going to make another Battlefront game anymore, by the way, guys. So,
I think they still got a little bit of time left on their contract, I guess, but unless Disney has yanked it. So who knows?
God, man, I hope so. Give it to Ubisoft, for God's sake, please.
Anybody. Give it to somebody who will release a Star Wars game. I'll take, like, a mediocre Star Wars game.
Oh, be careful what you wish for. There are plenty of those.
Yeah, but I would rather have something than absolutely nothing. Like, I don't know.
Be careful what you
wish for. I'm telling you, Pete, I'll take anything. I'll take Super Bombad Racing 2.
It's truly dire times.
Yes. We've gotten to that point like where it's like the mobile games are more they're more prolific than what you know the big publishers sending out there. But anyway, E3 is coming. But before that, we've played a couple new games. Peter, you have played Void Bastards.
Yes, and I finished it as well.
And finished it, okay. Yeah, talk about Void Bastards.
But it's only 13 hours long. I don't know. So when I was listening to people talk about it on podcasts, they described it as a run-based game, which I equated to being a roguelike. And it's not kind of like that, but it has like no... But unlike a roguelike, it has very little replayability.
Right?
I can play, so let's see, on any of these other roguelikes, I have, you know, Slay the Spire, I have 276 hours. I have, you know, over 300 hours in The Binding of Isaac. I have, where's Enter the Gungeon? There's like a...
But if it's, what I'm saying is, like, if it's a roguelike, like, to me, that, like, at least for me anyways, that is the replayability because I can't beat it. Like, I have to keep playing it.
Yeah.
You can beat a roguelike, right?
Like, you can. I'm just saying for me anyways, like I'm sure most people, it's like you have to play it a ton in order to do right. So.
Yes. Let me look at roguelike. So even did any of you guys play Rogue Legacy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's closer to that game. So I have 20 hours in Rogue Legacy. Right? but now that I've beaten it, there's like no replayability. Like,
okay, that's what I thought you meant, but I was just trying to clarify. Okay.
Well, the difference I think between a game like Rogue Legacy and a game like The Binding of Isaac is that there are the drive in Binding of Isaac is to not clear the end of the level, like the end of the string of levels and get to the credits. It's to do that, but then unlock a bunch of shit, right? So you unlock, you know, you beat the game with Isaac, you unlock two new characters, then you play the game as those characters, which unlock more characters and more items and more bosses and more levels, right? And it's more stuff. A game like Rogue Legacy is like, oh, you just keep playing it and you get some random stuff, but once you have beaten the castle,
it doesn't give you more stuff because
That's it. Like,
okay, right. Like that's it's still the castle. You're still doing a run in the castle. Like, the castle changes each time you play. Yes,
but like, there's no new content to see.
Right.
Like,
can we do
stuff? And so that's what Void Bastards is. So, Void Bastards is like,
once it sounds like, check me if I'm wrong here, though. So, like, you die and your stuff kind of goes on to the next person.
Yeah.
Like, the next character or whatever.
It's a little different. And all of your upgrades, like the weapons that you crafted, the like upgrades to your armor, the ammo upgrades and stuff, that all persists because it's the same ship. It's just like a new crew member.
So it sounds a lot like Zombie U.
In that persistent aspect, yes. Like I would say it's, you know, like Rogue Legacy, right? So like in Rogue Legacy, when you died, you got a new character who could then also keep all the upgrades in town that you'd bought, right?
Yes.
Like all, and stuff like that. So that's literally what it is. So like it's like, okay, you get parts, which you use to create upgrades, which are persistent, and no matter which character you're playing as, sticks around.
Right.
The game is basically broken up into four sections where you need these four items in order to escape this nebula that you've been trapped in. And you got to go all these like junkered, like derelict ships and explore them to get the items. And once you've gotten your items and you've crafted the four items you need, you leave the nebula and the game just fucking ends. I was like, oh, the game's over now.
Oh, so is it like a top down?
No, it's first person shooter.
Whoa.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
But I would watch like a minute trailer of it just to see like the art style. It's very like aesthetically it looks awesome.
So
how long would you say it was a run? Like successful?
It depends. There was one, you know, I think on average, 13 hours. I think I went through 7 characters. So maybe 2 to 3 hours, depending. I know a couple characters that I just like the first ship that I literally on the map. So the map looks like the FTL map, kind of, where it's like a star map. And I just like moved my ship one space and ran into what they call a space whale. And it just instantly kills your guy. So I was like, oh, all right, well, time to print a new character.
So you and Jeff just said run, but like, is each run like, you know, you do a run of Dead Cells and like, you know, you're going through this first section, the second section, the third section, but this seems a little more persistent. Like if you've already gone through this section of the nebula, is there like can you go a different way and search there?
No, so the nebula is
out you needed.
The nebula is divided into depths, and so like, you know, but you can constantly be going from depth like 4 back up to depth 2, down to depth 5, like, and you know, the further down that you go, the more like the tougher the enemies are and stuff.
So it's like if you die, you can jump to level 15 or whatever, like instead of having to like wade through everything again.
No, so when you die, your ship like remains in the same spot where you died. It's just sort of like move the goalpost, so you have to like travel a few more. It's like, okay, well, you died on this ship. Where the item was
the
aliens like ransacked it, so you got to go to this other ship where another part is, and stuff like that. So it's not like divided into environments like Dead Cells is. It's one map that's just like endlessly randomly generated until you collect the parts that you need.
Okay.
And then you go back to the ship, a little cutscene plays, and then it's like, all right, cool, now go get this part. And,
all right.
You know, and in each part, takes three parts to make. So, you know, it's like, okay. Yeah, I think it's maybe a little overpriced. It was $30. And for $30, I was expecting, and I think, you know, me going in, I went in with the wrong set of expectations. I thought it was going to be more like a Dead Cells or a
Binding
of Isaac and stuff.
With 50, like, 100 hours into it. Right.
And then I finished it and I was like, oh shit, the game's done. Like, if it were $20, I probably would have felt a little bit better about it. But yeah, if you're going in, just realize it's going to be like 10 to 13 hours. And
it is. I believe it is free on Game Pass. So.
Oh, yeah, then totally. For sure.
I will give it a go.
Yeah. It's very funny. Everyone's British or Scottish, which is very funny. The humor's dry. The only annoying thing is that there's one alien in particular that's like this little kid alien that constantly just like, well, there's two aliens. There's one that's a set of disembodied heads and they scream at you every time they see you. That's obnoxious. And then this other one like just hurls like curses at you every time it sees you. And it's like, okay. It was funny the first like 40 times maybe, but now that right. I'm like 120, I'm just like, okay, I get it. Yeah, I'm a fuckface. Okay, cool. Thanks. Like,
thanks for being mean.
It's not even like that. I'm just like, man, they could have written like maybe at least one more like bark for it to say when it encountered me, the player, you know. Like, but yeah, I mean, it's very pretty. Like, it has a very unique art, like, comic book art style, like British comic book art style that I enjoy a lot. But, yeah, I would definitely don't pay $30 for it, but definitely play it if it's free on Game Pass.
Shit, yeah, right. I have a side question, Pete, because I don't think I've ever asked you this yet or whatever. Have you played Enter the Gungeon?
I have. I actually have played several hours of it, like...
What do you think?
Hundreds of hours. Yeah, I have 113 hours in it right now. It is. It's good. It took me a little while to get used to because I think I started playing it right after playing Binding of Isaac and they control very differently. But
yeah.
Now that I have, like, I haven't played Binding of Isaac in a very long time and I've been very bored. So I went back to Enter the Gungeon and stuff. Yeah, no, I think it's great.
Yeah, I was just wondering because, like, I bought it because it was, like, on sale on Switch and, you know, I'm not like a huge roguelike person, but like really, really dug it. But I wanted to ask someone like you who's like into these games, like what you thought. Like,
yeah,
I'm super into it. I haven't played it in a couple of weeks probably, but like for like a couple of weeks there, I was like way into that game.
It was a game that because I was playing so much all the time, I could visibly see myself getting better at it. I was like, oh, for the longest time, I couldn't get past the third level. And then I was like the fourth level with all the characters and then the fifth level. And then I was doing all the passive. Now I've unlocked the secret sixth level and all this stuff. And it's like, okay, I'm getting it.
I can't remember how far I got. Probably third level.
Yeah. Third level is like once, if you can get past the third level, like you have accomplished a great deal. For some reason that like the third level boss is a real like difficulty curve.
I think I even made it to the boss too. Like it was like one miraculous run, I made it to the third level, and I somehow made it all the way through that third level on the first try and died at the boss.
Yeah.
The game just, like, I really love its personality. I love the bosses in it. Like, I never was able to get in the Binding of Isaac for whatever reason, but this one, like, kind of grabbed me right away.
I mean, Binding of Isaac's a gross game. Like, it goes out of its way to disgust you and stuff. And, yeah, this one has a very clever art style, like how it uses the different bullets as different enemies.
Yeah, it's just kind of like it has like a fun vibe, like it's just going for fun.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would definitely like once you've beaten the game once, just open up a wiki because there's a lot of secret shit in that game that it does not tell you about.
Okay.
So using a wiki is like, oh, okay. In order to unlock this set of levels, there's like this obscene puzzle you have to do, and so it's way easier to use a wiki.
Cool.
Nice. All right, so that's Void Bastards and Enter the Gungeon.
Mm-hmm.
I have been playing some Warhammer Chaos Bane.
Is that a like action game, a first-person shooter, or a strategy game?
It is an action RPG similar to Diablo.
Oh, so top-down.
Top-down. Actually, it's a Diablo clone. straight up. Like, enemies drop loot. It's okay. So I full disclosure, I am playing a review copy, so I did not pay for my copy of this game. It is $50.
Fuck. Sounds and like it was good that you didn't pay for it though.
I think if this was a $25 game, it would be very well priced. Because
Sega, right?
This is no, it's a Big Ben Interactive is the publisher on it. They have done a bunch of weird stuff, like weird stuff, like Outcast, Second Contact, and Sherlock Holmes, The Devil's Daughter, and. The DLC for that, I don't know. Like, there's like a weird, lots of weird stuff they've done. Big Ben has, but they also did another Warhammer game that's similar to this, but in the 40K universe. That was seemed pretty well received. This is by a different developer though, Eco Software, who has done the How to Survive games. If you've ever heard of them. They're like zombie shooters and like your survival games.
No.
Yeah, so you probably not heard of the developers then. It's fine. They recycle a lot of the same environments. But it's kind of exactly what I needed to play after playing like a couple big open world games.
Yeah.
Just like something mindless. Press
good, play. Like, trashy palate cleanser.
Yeah, just like, you know, so I'm playing like the ranger, the elf, like some sort of archer type of character, which is what I like to play in like Diablo, like to play like ranged. And she has some good like skills and stuff. She can drop like two dryads, I guess what they're called, like basically like tree people. That will like help out and kill things with her. She's like a cool like multi arrow shots, and there's like this cool like a special skill like where she throws like a scythe out and spins around and bounces off of walls, and there's like cool abilities and stuff. The economy seems fucking broken. Like you can't buy any weapons or armor. Which is fine because, like, you know, if you're playing Diablo, most of your stuff comes from picking it up. But in this one, like, there's a merchant, but you can't buy anything from them. You just, like, can donate your old shit to them. And they have, like, a skill level that goes up. And when they level up, you get, like, some free shit, which is never, like, super useful.
I mean, to be fair, like, even in the Diablo games, like, you would never buy anything.
Yeah, you didn't need to, but, like...
repair your shit, but, like...
Right, so, like, you don't have to repair anything here, like...
Okay.
But also, kind of like Diablo, like, you're switching out so fast anyway that there doesn't seem to be a need. But I'm playing the campaign, and there's, like, a lot of stuff that's just locked out. Currently, so I don't know if it's like once I complete the campaign, like stuff's going to open up and there's more, like the end game has more options, because the vendor has, like, right now I can just donate my gear, but there is a trade option, there's another option, I'm not sure what it is because it's grayed out, like I can't do anything with it yet. It's like a weird thing. And like going into areas, it's like, oh, do you want to do the campaign? But once you complete the act, you can then like go back and do basically like a free roam type thing where there's random events that happen in the world.
Do you even know what the other options are that are grayed out? Or
for the missions, for the merchant, it's like one of them is trade. I don't know what the other one is. Mostly because like I looked at it, it's like, I can't do anything with it yet, so it must not be important. And then I do know that the mission areas, though, it's like there's campaign, there is it's like a free roam type thing, and then there's something called a relic raid, which I assume is like where you go and find relics, but that's still grayed out for me, so can't do that either. So there's like a lot of shit locked behind progression in the story, which is weird because the story is really bad. The voice acting is terrible, which is, I mean, like Diablo does not have a great story, but like the voice acting is at least like enjoyable.
I mean, it's enjoyable because it is so bad.
Yeah, but this is like so bad that it's like, it's not fun so bad. It's just like, she, like, my elf character has a really annoying voice, and there's like a Russian dude that is very stereotypically like the drunk Russian dude. And,
gross.
But the gameplay wise, it's fine. It plays fun. I really wish it wasn't $50 because I would probably recommend it to somebody like Jeff who likes these types of games. But $50 is a lot to ask for a game that's like weirdly incomplete after like 8 hours of play. There's so much still locked behind, and like I don't think it's going to have a long tail where I'm going to keep coming back to it like Diablo, because the gameplay's not that great. It's fine. It's a nice like change of pace game, but that pace is going to pick up real quick.
We're going to have Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3 in a couple weeks, so
right.
That game, flip a coin on that one, man.
I mean, it could be terrible, but I'm getting it.
I mean, yes, obviously, but
think about Marvel. Like, I actually kind of hate Marvel, but like, it's cool to me. Like, the idea of playing like a Diablo-like game. Like, I always loved like X-Men Legends and fucking Ultimate Alliance. Like one, like at least the first one. Like, I love that type of shit.
Yeah, they're fun. Like, then, you know. And maybe that's part of the thing here is I do know that the co-op has like there's some synergy skills, like where you can like the elf does something and the knight like has a you know, there's a bonus to the knight as well, and like they team up with their skills to do like cool things. And I'm playing it solo, so I'm not seeing any of that, but I don't know, like there should be more to it. Especially if you're asking $50 for it. But it's fine. It's just, it's not going to knock anybody's socks off. And we're very quickly coming up on when new games are going to be coming out.
Surprise ones.
I also played a little bit of the 8-Bit Adventure Anthology.
I've seen this.
These are old games. Like the reason I have it is because Shadowgate's on there.
Yes.
Which I played over the. It was the first. That's the first one I played off of here, and I completed that. Weirdly, that game is short. I remember that game taking me like a whole lot longer as a kid, but I guess like remembering a lot of the things, like the
solutions.
Yeah. it's not that difficult, like when you know where things are, you know how the puzzles play out. So I mean that one was fun. That's where I hit my 200,000 achievement points at. But I also played a game called Deja Vu that's on there, which I never played before. That is like a noir detective game where you wake up, you don't know who you are, and like you're trying to piece piece your memory together and the puzzles. That is some like obscure puzzle solutions, very reminiscent of early adventure games. Like, oh, you have to mix this with this to get this effect. But you have to do it in a specific order, otherwise the game doesn't want you to do it. And
right, so it's just a giant pain in the ass.
Yeah, and if you've seen what these games look like, it is like a very small box in the left hand corner of your screen with like the visuals, and then everything else is like text all around it. Because these games were designed for, you know, old computers and like the Nintendo Entertainment System.
Their resolution is like 180 by 320.
Yeah, like a lot of them, like were originally like in black and white or green and white, and they added color to them for like the Nintendo versions and later editions. They're cool to have. I would recommend using a
guide
walkthrough. Yeah. But they're fun to like look back and go, this is what adventure games were. They're not necessarily super fun to play now.
But like, all right, so like Shadowgate, I'm assuming is like whatever like the PC version of that was back then.
Like, yeah, I mean, it's also it's very much a port of, well, like the Nintendo Entertainment System version was a port of the whatever the Mac version of it was.
So that's what it is, though, right?
Like, yeah, it's that one.
I have like a curiosity, you know, but I would just feel like since I missed out on that shit back at the time, it just won't work.
I think it would probably frustrate the hell out of you.
Yeah,
like I don't get it. Like
I've looked at that, like I've like almost clicked on that several times. But like I've looked at the description of that game, like this is going back since this came out. You know, I'm like, oh, adventure game. What is this? Yeah. You know, I'm like, oh, and I do always remember like looking at the Shadowgate box for the NES, like on the shelves back in the day, and I always wanted the game, and I just never did, and it probably wouldn't have been my jamming then. I'm sure. So,
they're very slow. They're very like click on things. Shadowgate has this weird thing where you have to have a torch lit, and you have to keep it lit, so you have to keep gathering torches. But and if you don't have it lit, if it does like the musical change as it's going out, but if you let it go out, like you're in pitch black and you'll die, which is a weird thing to happen. But that one is very much medieval castle with a warlock. And you're trying to find your way through. There's dragons and trolls and fantasy items. And then like Deja Vu is this like takes place in, it's like in a city, and you're, you know, a detective slash guy who has lost his memory. And then there's a third one on there called The Uninvited, which I will give a shot to because the achievements have been really easy to get. It's like die six different ways, like specific ways, but die six different ways. And you get all the achievements. So I'll complete that one, but with a guide because they're annoying. Like I don't have the patience for them anymore. I don't think I really have the patience for something like, say, like Monkey Island at this point.
I didn't love it.
Monkey Island?
Nah.
Yeah. So if you didn't love Monkey Island, which is a more modern adventure game, this is not going to do it for you. Jeff, you play anything?
Honestly, not really.
No.
I told you before the show a little bit of Kingdoms of Amalur, but that was just really random and it's old, so
it's a holdover game.
Yeah.
Peter, you play anything else?
Nah, that was it. This is Void Bastards. Now I gotta figure out what to do with my life now that that's over.
too many TV shows for me this week.
Did you watch Good Omens yet, Jeff?
No, I have not. I don't even know what that's on. I've heard
it's on Amazon.
Yeah.
It's on Amazon. No. I will throw this out there, though, like, just as a general information, like, video game related anyways, like, one of the new episodes of Black Mirror is called Striking Vipers, and it has cool video game shit in it, and I think it's actually a really good episode of the show.
Is it, like, gonna really upset me for, like, a week and a half?
I think you'll totally dig it, dude. Okay. I honestly really dig it. I don't think
I could not get through. I didn't watch any of last season after the shit I watched in third season. I was just like, fuck all this. I can't do this.
Really? You didn't watch any of, like, you didn't watch USS Callister?
I lied. I did watch that one. That's the only one I watched.
Did you like that one?
Yes. You and I have disagreements on that episode, but yes.
I like that one too.
I think, like, I'll butter you up, Pete. It's a good like companion episode to San Junipero.
Okay, see that's what I heard. I just don't know if the internet's going to lie to me about it or not.
But it's like not the same.
No, I mean I know what it's about and stuff. I just like, it, and it I guess they decided this realm. Yeah,
kind of, kind of it's got a spin. It's got a spin on it that I think is like really meaningful and like doing something. You know, it's like it has something to say. Like it's a good episode in my opinion.
Sure.
Anyways.
Yeah. Anyway. I mean, at some point.
It's a movie, dude. You'll see.
But, I mean, that's why I haven't watched the Central Park 5 thing, because I know it'll make me angry and like.
That is very difficult, but worth it. Totally worth it. I went off on that on Movie Dudes too, like where I was just like, you gotta see it. But yeah, both of those. And Chernobyl, watch them all.
Chernobyl, I need to get on. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, there was some stuff pre E3 that kind of dropped.
There was.
Stadia had a thing today. Google. Bless you.
Excuse me. I turned as far away from the mic as I could.
So they announced Stadia Founders Edition and the Stadia Pro. Founders Edition is $130. Comes with a Chromecast.
You reserve your screen name in advance.
Right. That is one of the things you get. You can reserve your screen name, you get a Chromecast Ultra, you get one of their Stadia controllers, and you get 3 months of a Stadia Pro, which I don't really know what Stadia Pro is, because I'm looking at this, it costs $9.99 a month. And there are select free games, but I don't see what the benefit of it is, other than like you get a free game or something, which they've only announced one, and it's Destiny 2.
Which is already free, so free, it's like
free anything. Yeah.
Right. So, I don't know. That's weird.
But it also allows for the Pro allows for the 4K 60 frames per second. HDR
yes.
streaming.
Yes.
And it also says as well, select free games and discounts on games to purchase.
Yeah.
So you're basically just paying for
the 4K.
4K stuff. Because then there's a base tier that's just free.
Right. And then so you have to buy your games from there.
Yeah. Includes 1080p 60 frames per second video and the ability to play games in the Chrome browser or via Pixel 3.
Yeah, so a Chrome browser anywhere. So anything that loads Chrome, you can evidently use Stadia on. That's what the announcement today was.
Also, the different, I think, so the Founders Pack is only available for, like, the first, from now until launch, it's like their pre-order period?
Yes.
Excuse me.
I don't know. Like, I look at it and go, I don't need to pay $130 to try this thing out.
No, I don't want to stream shit anyways. You're kidding me with the internet here. No, thank you. No.
Like I might drop $10 to, you know, see how it plays. Like, you know, all right, you can give me Destiny 2 for free. I can try this for a month. See how it goes. But
they also have the balls to make their fucking terrible controller cost $70.
Really?
Yeah. Standalone. Additional Stadia controllers are available for $70.
Wow.
Yep.
But
I think they also said that you can connect the other.
You connect any controller. So. Any controller will connect to the device that you're using. So if you're streaming through your TV, you know, an Xbox controller, PS4 controller will work. If you're connecting through your phone, I guess now that you can connect Xbox and PS4 controllers to that, I guess that'll work as well. But those controllers don't talk directly to the games. I don't know how that works. It's a weird thing.
I feel like America's the wrong place for them to do this, but like the infrastructure's just not there. I mean, what was it? There was just another article that says, like, you only get 65 hours of gaming for one terabyte of 4K gaming or something like that. It's like,
yeah. Okay. It depends. Like, there are markets. Like, I do not have a cap. I easily meet their requirements here. So, like I could do it, but there are people in like the middle of the country that very much can't. And
you know what's it's funny is I didn't think I had a cap, but then I guess my girlfriend, like, she has the cable bill or whatever, like the Comcast bill. She said she got a fucking letter one time saying like we almost reached our cap. I was like, I guess we do have one. I don't know.
you guys have Comcast?
Yeah.
Huh.
And it's like, yeah, we have Verizon. I think we had a cap as well.
Yeah, I have Verizon and there,
you know, like.
But I
download tons of games and shit. Like.
Right. I also pay like for like my Verizon package is not a standard like. Consumer package either. I pay for like a higher tier.
Yeah.
We do.
But yeah, so that's Google Stadia. But the thing that I thought that was cool that came out of this was they it was a CGI only trailer, but they showed a trailer for Baldur's Gate 3.
Oh yeah, that had leaked earlier in the week too.
So. Yeah, that it was a coming out. I didn't know the trailer itself had leaked, but
no, that hadn't. I'm sorry. Yeah. I meant the just announcement.
That Baldur's Gate 3 was probably coming from Larian Studios.
Divinity guys, right?
Yeah, the Divinity guys. I don't know. The trailer was very much a CG trailer though, so there's no, I assume like the Divinity guys make those types of games. Like computer role playing games, but I don't really know what this is because they didn't show any actual gameplay. It's supposed to come later this year.
I wonder if we'll see something at the PC Gaming Show.
That would be a good place for it.
That sounds like the place it would go.
I mean, I guess if you wanted to show like an unreleased game like for Stadia, that works. But like they're selling that with like a controller. And I know you can play Divinity with a controller, but, you know, Baldur's Gate, I think most people associate with, like, mouse keyboard.
Right. But, I mean, yeah, I guess if you wanted to use Stadia on your computer, you could just pay for the $10 a month thing without getting, like, the Chromecast box and everything. And just, you know, if you have, like, a really rough-looking, like, computer system. You
could I guess, yeah, because I don't know what their specs are going to be, so I don't know if my PC will run it. My PC is 5 years old now, so.
Yeah, I would not count on it. I don't know how old your video card is, but let me tell you, that shit ages fast.
Yeah, like, I mean, there are definitely games coming now that I cannot play. Like, in fact, I have to shut, like, to even play, like, Forza Horizon 3, like, I have to shut everything down to boot it up on there. It's like, it's almost not worth it to play some games on my PC anymore, unless they're older. Destiny 2 Shadowkeep was announced also.
That was not the only Destiny thing.
No, there's a bunch of Destiny stuff.
Like, all with that, yeah.
But yeah, Shadowkeep is the next expansion, I guess.
Sure is.
But also, they announced Destiny 2 New Light, which will be like I think it's a free baseline version of the game. It's
the rebranding, yeah. Includes everything up until Forsaken.
Yes. So basically the base version of the game and what Osiris and whatever that other one was. And then if you want to get the rest of it, you can, you know, purchase Shadowkeep.
And that I lied. I'm sorry. It says New Light will include the Destiny campaign, the Leviathan raid, and a handful of PvP modes. Content made after the first year, including... Okay, yeah, this wording is confusing because it says content made available after the first year, including Forsaken, and its subsequent expansions will require further purchase. I think, okay, so I don't know if that means the expansions before Forsaken.
Yeah, I would think everything in that first year is fine, right? Yeah, like anything after Forsaken is...
But you can also buy Shadowkeep without having bought Forsaken, I guess.
And that has everything. Or no?
Shadowkeep?
Yeah.
No, it just sounds like it's standalone.
Weird. Yeah. Very weird. Anyway, Shadowkeep takes place on the moon.
Where the wizards come from.
Yeah. I don't know, but they, so they dropped platform exclusives. They're adding cross-platform saves.
Fucking finally.
So that'll be nice, because, you know, I have people that play on PlayStation and Xbox, like a crossover between the two.
Now, my hope is that, that's free, and it's not like, hey, you get one free, and then it's $5 every other time you want to do
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Because that's how it is on WoW.
Well, so the way it sounds like this is going to work is that instead of it being tied to your PlayStation account or your Xbox account or wherever, you're going to tie into your Bungie.net account, and they'll just consolidate it all there. So I don't know how that works for people that have a PlayStation and an Xbox and a PC account for Bungie. I assume those people would be few and far between, though, to have like the game on all three platforms.
Yeah.
But it'd be nice to be able to play that with other people.
It's coming to Steam in September.
Yeah.
Which is dope.
So Destiny 2 will be available everywhere.
Right. Well, and this is all the stuff that they can do now that they're not under Activision, so.
Yep.
It sounds like, they basically said that in Shadowkeep, their goal is to emphasize the more MMO elements of Destiny. So moving into, better stats, better, social spaces and things like that, less of, instancing and stuff.
It'll be nice.
It's what I've wanted from this game.
Yeah, I hope that it works out. I do wonder what they do, coming into the new generation of systems. But
I bet you they put out it'll be just free to play on the systems. You can just download it online in the store and then
just like buy your extra kind of like Elder Scrolls Online does, right? Like where they add expansions every year and you pay for them.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like they're going to do.
Yeah.
Because they have those seasons, and those seasons are free, but then I guess, those are just those are like the WoW patches,
Right, it's not huge content.
They sometimes add a new dungeon or something, but they're not
is there anything else that came out of Bungie or Stadia?
No, of those two...
Then there was the Pokemon Sword and Shield Direct.
I didn't watch it, but I definitely heard about it on the internet.
Yeah. New region, which we already kind of knew. It's the Galar region.
Galar, yes, sir. And it's funny because everyone was bitching about how it looked like a 3DS game, but I saw it in comparison to the other 3DS games, and it looks pretty good.
This game looks fantastic.
I think everyone thought it was going to be just like Let's Go Pikachu and all that stuff, but
I think Let's Go Pikachu looks really good. This looks better.
They are dumping the random battles in the screenshots and stuff that they showed. You can see the Pokemon
which is nice
rolling around and stuff. So.
I thought that's I don't know. Everything I'm seeing from this looks pretty cool. New region, the new Pokemon they've got coming out. That little water Pokemon, can't think of the name.
Bribble or something.
Sobble.
Sobble, that one.
Sobble. He looks pretty cool.
I'm all about this rabbit Pokemon right here.
Score Bunny, the fire rabbit, he looks cool too.
Now, to be honest, my actual choice will depend on what their final evolution looks like, because I'm going to be stuck with that thing for most of the game. So, as long as whichever one turns into a badass looking thing at the end is going to be what I choose.
Yeah, because I can guarantee that they are not going to stay that cute looking creature all the way through.
They just put a Dark Souls character into this game and made it a Pokemon.
Which one was that? Was that the bird thing?
No, it's the legendary wolf with the sword.
With the sword in its mouth, yeah.
It's just basically
that's what made me decide I'm going to get sword.
Yeah, me too. I looked at this and I was like, I'm fucking going to get a wolf that holds a sword in its mouth.
Yeah, that's awesome. There's something called Dynamax, which I'm not really sure.
It basically just makes your Pokemon big.
For like a little bit of time, if I heard correctly.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know. Everything looks pretty cool. Like 3D rendered, looks like exactly what we've been asking for a while.
Yeah.
Some new Pokemon, the creepy black bird thing.
It says you'll have a rotating third person camera. Yep. So yeah, Pokemon are interacting with the environments and are scaled differently based on size, similar to Let's Go Pikachu. It looks like there will also be random encounters as well as Pokemon walking in the grass. Okay, so there's both.
I guess that's fine.
It says these max raid battles, which are multiplayer, says in these trainers team up with 3 other players, either locally or online, to beat and catch the Dynamax big Pokemon that stay big for the whole battle. It looks like they're triggered by these stone red marks or red pillars, so you probably won't run into one accidentally. Per the direct, this will be the only way to catch certain types of Pokemon.
Okay. So I probably won't catch them all. But
who does these days?
I don't know. Crazy people?
Yeah, not me. That's for damn sure.
I don't know. I am pretty excited for this. Looks really good.
Yes, November
15th. Yeah.
On the Nintendo Switch.
Yeah. Legit 3D Pokemon.
Let's go.
Jeff, you interested in Pokemon?
Don't lie to me, Jeff. Probably. I'll probably play it.
Which one? Sword or Shield?
I'll go Sword. I don't know for sure.
Yeah, get the one that looks like the Dark Shield dog.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's what I was thinking when you guys were talking about it. I'm like, yeah, that was in the first Dark Souls.
It's a wolf with a sword in its mouth. It's awesome. Yeah.
That's why Dark Souls is awesome.
Hell yeah.
Is that the one that, is that the one that's coming out this fall?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, I'll probably get it. I actually never got to play that one last fall, which I heard was actually pretty good. But
You had it, right?
Yeah, my girlfriend played it though, and it was one of those things where she was still playing under my account and I didn't realize that there's not multiple save files.
Yeah.
And I just never, by that point that I could have just... She finally was like, you can play over my file. I don't even care. I just didn't care at that point. I'll probably play a new one.
I liked Let's Go, Pikachu, and Eevee.
You were all about it. I think you were one of them.
Yeah, I liked them. Really good. I did not finish it, but it is still there. I did not finish a lot of things from last year, so. I'm almost on Smash Brothers, though, so there's that. I finally unlocked all the characters.
I was going to say, if you're done with Smash Brothers, what is there to do?
I still have 8 more classic clears, and then I'll...
Oh, shit. Characters. I don't think I've done all of them. It's a good game. Really good game. Gotta give it props.
It is. In terms of fighting games, it makes more sense. If you have multiple people over to pop that in, then let's play Mortal Kombat, which is,
one-on-one.
Better fighting game. But yeah, it's you can't play that with 4 people. So.
And Mortal Kombat is a more technical game, but that is one I feel like I could get someone to play because everyone's played it.
And you can just smash.
Yeah,
just with Smash, smash on shit and stuff happens. Good Smash players would probably just decimate me.
Yeah,
I have trouble doing simple moves, but.
All I gotta say is, you and I are not huge fighting game fans, and we're giving Smash and Mortal Kombat props, I think, a little bit. So,
yeah.
Both of y'all, I think, I hope.
You guys got anything else for the week?
I don't know. Did you guys hit E3 leagues and all that stuff? Like,
No.
Like Watch Dogs and stuff?
Saw that.
Yeah, I don't remember if we talked Watch Dogs or not. Earl might have brought that last week. But yeah, Watch Dogs Legion, right?
Yeah. That Ubisoft basically confirmed, like, the day after, because they can't ever catch a break, basically. They're just, every year, their newest game gets leaked, like, 2 days before.
Yeah. So yeah, Watch Dogs Legion. I'm trying to think of what other leaks there were. We talked about Baldur's Gate.
And Destiny and Stadia stuff all leaked beforehand as well. Yeah, this Watch Dogs game is set in London. And they have some, like, NPC takeover thing that, like, lets you play as any, like, random person on the street.
Yeah, so are you, like, creating a crew, or...
Yeah, I don't know. I guess on Monday we'll find out, but I don't know. There were no other specifics except that big...
That big piece of it.
Yeah.
Shenmue 3
got delayed.
What got delayed?
Shenmue 3.
Till November, right? Or October?
So, November. So only, like, 3 months.
Yeah. Anything else that was leaked prior to?
Nope. Call of Duty was announced, but I don't know if you guys talked about that
last week. Yeah, Call of Duty, Modern Warfare. I think we did talk about that. It'll be interesting to see where that goes. I don't know. It's hard to get excited for Call of Duty anymore.
It sure is.
But,
yeah. Yeah, no, I guess that's it. I think the other big things were, like,
I want E3 predictions.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we'll get there. I was just making sure we didn't leave anything on the table.
Yeah, I think we're done. Yeah.
So what are we predicting here? What are we wishing for? I guess we'll start with Jeff. What do you want out of E3, and what do you think we're actually going to see out of E3?
Okay. This shouldn't come as no surprise to most people, but, like, mine is kind of Nintendo-centric here. Like, I'm interested in Microsoft for sure. Like, they're, like, my number two, but Nintendo is just, like, all right, for one, I know we're going to see Animal Crossing, we're going to see Luigi's Mansion 3, both of those. I'm like,
really, I feel forward. Like they announced their list of games that they were going to talk about and stuff, like,
yeah.
Treehouse. It was, like, Pokemon, it was Luigi's Mansion, there was the Zelda, like, Link's Awakening remake.
Yeah.
And, fuck, yeah, okay, so, hold on. Their booth lineup does not include Animal Crossing. It has Pokemon, Luigi's Mansion, Zelda, and Marvel Ultimate Alliance.
I mean, but the thing is, like...
It could be at the Direct, obviously, but...
If Animal Crossing is not at the Direct, I'm gonna light myself on fire.
I want you to just fly to LA and scream that at Miyamoto.
That fucking thing! It was not... For one... If it's not this year, light myself on fire. If it's not,
going to be this year. Don't even
light myself on. You don't think it's going to be out? You don't think Animal Crossing is coming out this year?
No, I think they're not going to put it out in the same year that a Pokemon game comes out. They're going to eat each other.
No way, dude! Everyone will buy both of those. Everyone who is into both of those is going to buy both of those.
Yeah, they'll put it out in like March or February of next year.
If that happened, I'd be so unbelievably disappointed.
Like, because if you look at all those games that they're talking about at E3 this year, they're all games that are coming out this year, right?
See a raging Jeff.
And like, coming out this year. Luigi's Mansion is coming out this year. Link's Awakening is coming out this year. Marvel's coming out this year. Like
that's been announced as this year, though. It already has been. It's 2019. Like, and again, I get it. I hear you. But it's like,
what, Animal Crossing was announced as this year?
Yeah.
Was it?
Yes, when they first announced it. That was, like, the first trailer was, like, just a teaser with Tom Nook, and it said 2019.
Yes. Anything. There's nothing been revealed beyond a vague 2019.
Okay.
Which
I know. So,
like, yes, but I mean, if, I mean, right, look, now. All I'm saying is that they delayed Zelda, like, three times, so.
I know, but it's like, honestly, like, I feel like part of why they might not show you is like, it's Animal Crossing. Like, what the fuck do you want to see? Like, it's coming, guys, you know. But like, my personal hopes is like they kind of like rehaul that series and like it's different and better. But
oh, that's even if it's
just, I know, but even if it's just Animal Crossing, whatever it is, I want this fucking year, goddammit. I want to play with Switch once for Animal Crossing.
Oh, all right. Well, we know where Jeff will fall apart.
But I also, I have like a couple of like, I have, all right, here's prediction. This is like, even though like Pete's saying, oh, it's the, you know, everything's said and done. At Mario Kart 9.
That okay.
It's been announced, and it's coming next year.
Next year. Okay, I could see that.
I'm coming pretty hard on that. I've been like, some people have told me I'm crazy on that one. Like, there is a Mario Kart game on the Switch. I'm like, yeah, it's the fucking port. Doesn't mean they can't do a new one. But like, it sold a lot. I'm like, sell a new one. It'll sell a ton. I can't buy the old one again. So, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it's been 5 years since.
It's been like, a long time.
I know Deluxe is, what, 2 years old now, but it's been 5 years since Mario Kart 8.
It's time. So
yeah. I agree.
It'll be 6 or 7 years by the time it comes out. So I think it's getting announced. And then my hope, my big, big hope is Pikmin 4, man. That, you give me Pikmin 4.
I feel like you guys were lucky to get Pikmin 3.
Yeah, I could agree with you on that, but like if then they went to do that weird DS one, which no one cared about. But you know, if you could give me Pikmin 4, it's an A+ show from Nintendo, and that's everything I would dream and hope for. But like, there's so many more things they could do too. There could be F-Zero. There could be
that's not
all happening. Sorts of shit. I don't know. You never know.
There's no F-Zero.
No, we do.
There was the rumored Star Fox fucking racing game. Like, honestly, are we going to... Oh, I guess Retro is doing...
They're doing Metro, a Metroid now, which we won't see since they restarted.
I don't think we'll... I don't expect to see anything of it. And even, like... Yeah, I don't expect to see anything of that. But those are my hopes and dreams. And, like...
Jeff, why do you set yourself up for such like blatant disappointment?
Jeff goes like as high as he possibly can.
I don't know. Is that really insane? A new Mario Kart? I mean, that's like obviously they're gonna make a new Mario.
No,
Kart.
No.
I that's actually the most like reasonable of your predictions.
I've had people tell me that's nuts because of how good of a seller that Mario Kart is. I'm like,
yeah. You know what's also a really good seller? What if they made another one on the same platform?
Mario Kart 9, and then released DLC for it.
Yeah.
Guess
yeah,
what?
That was a no-brainer. Like,
no Metroid Prime trilogy. I know people keep saying
that's my final thing. That's gonna be available today, like so next Tuesday. I know.
It's not like four people will buy that.
I mean, that would have to be digital only at that point if you're gonna.
Yes.
Today, and I can't see that being like that's a big that has to be.
They important. Did it on the Wii U as digital only,
right? But that's not did not have like the same.
It didn't have. We would expect regular controls,
right? Like you're asking for a remastered version with actual controls, not motion controls.
Not just like a virtual console
version. Yeah, they just released the Wii version of that game, took the ISO and dropped it on the Wii
U. But, hey, man, crazier shit has happened. And it could be, they could do that digital only, or they could have a very limited physical release, like a month from now or something, you know, like, they could do that, but I'm dreaming big, I guess, there.
Yeah,
there are.
But here's the thing: is like that's like a known quantity that has been around forever. Like that, they are doing that. Like it's kind of confirmed, and it's been for like years now that it's been confirmed. So,
but I don't disagree that we're gonna get it. I just don't think it'll be like
and it's available right now. Like, if it was, like, I think we would have heard, because Nintendo would want to have its shit in store as well. So, like, I can't see them doing that digital only.
I don't know. I mean, I get 100% where you guys are coming from. Like, I always thought of that angle, but I'm like, it's still possible that it's just digital only. Or
there's no convincing him otherwise.
I don't think it's gonna happen, but I watched that. Like, that's my like wild card prediction is that if it's not like day of, it's like in the summer. But I think day of would be awesome.
Nintendo doesn't strike me as a day of type of company.
No, I mean, they have gone, like, but more with, like, little indie things, right? Like,
yeah.
Right. This is available now. Peter, what are your hopes and dreams, and what do you actually think is going to happen?
Right. I mean, like, I don't know. I don't really think Nintendo has anything interesting to say this year, but it's, yeah, I mean.
That we already know about.
Well, right? Are you not interested in, like, Luigi or Animal Crossing or anything like that? Like, or...
Nope. Hold on, let me look at my E3 conference schedule.
I think Luigi's next spot around Halloween, by the way.
I'm sure it's a good game. I just, yeah, it's just not. So yeah, we already talked about EA, and it's like, okay,
they don't have anything going on.
Also, Microsoft is on Sunday. Fuck.
Yeah. Sunday around noonish.
Noonish in. It's 1 p.m. Pacific, so 4 p.m.
Eastern. Okay. 4 p.m. our time.
Fuck,
yes.
Fuck. Okay, I thought that was on Monday. Shit. Okay.
So ready for that.
Yes. Microsoft is Sunday. Bethesda is Sunday.
Right. Okay, so it's PC Gaming Show, Ubisoft, Square Enix on Monday.
Yes.
Okay. So, interesting. For some reason, I thought Bethesda was literally the only one on Sunday and that Microsoft was in there Monday morning.
No, there's actually one. The Devolver is after Bethesda on...
Right, but Devolver doesn't count. Devolver is a stage performance. They don't ever announce anything.
Fucking weird.
So... Okay. All right, I need to figure out my weekend then. Shit, that actually throws a lot of
throws everything into a disarray.
I seriously thought that I was like, because I had plans on Sunday, and I was like, oh, I'll be back in time for Bethesda. I won't worry about it. Now I'm like, shit. Because, like, E3 is my Christmas. I do move all things around those 2 days.
I'm still kind of like that, Pete. Like, I'm usually disappointed these days, but, like, I still, like... It's kind of a big deal still for
me. Yeah, and Nintendo's so early in the morning that I don't really have to ever worry about it.
Yeah. Like,
but, okay, so...
I think I'm...
Bethesda's going to talk about Doom.
Yeah.
Obviously, that's like because they put that big-ass mural up. They're going to talk about Wolfenstein Youngbloods. They're going to talk about Elder Scrolls Online.
Yep. Probably.
I wonder if we'll see some of Starbound concept, like, behind the scenes, like...
Starfield?
Starfield, sure. Because they basically said, hey, we're doing this before we even start working on Elder Scrolls 6.
Right.
It's been a year. Maybe not. I bet you they'll port Skyrim to Stadia, right?
Probably.
There'll probably be some Fallout 76 stuff, maybe? Like, I don't know how you don't talk about that game. Like, you can't just pretend like it didn't exist.
Yeah, no, and they're still trying to build off of it. So, yeah, I think, especially there's like a big update coming, I think, later this year.
My hope is that, because Youngbloods is supposed to be this year, that they then end up with, like,
July.
Right, that they then give us, like, a Wolfenstein 3, like, next year teaser trailer kind of thing. Like,
okay.
And a Doom release date, I assume, because they announced it at the end of last year's conference, so, yes. Like, an October release date would make sense?
October, November, yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, I expect Bethesda to be a nice, tight, one-hour conference. I don't think they're going to do any more, like... Because Devolver's supposed to come in at 10, and they usually don't run right up against each other.
Right.
So, I think...
I think... But Bethesda's where we're going to get, like... Well, we might get something at the Microsoft conference, but I do think you're going to get, like... Bethesda goes, like, Elder Scrolls Blades, available now. Like,
Well, it already is available. Like,
In beta form, though, right? Like,
oh, I don't know. Maybe they do an update with that thing. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I think like it'll be. I think it'll just be like, hey, everybody can get it now.
PC gaming show is always a weird one because like they're an hour and a half long. They show like 10 games and only one of them is ever interesting. And I guess this year maybe it'll be Baldur's Gate 3. That's the interesting one. I don't know what other PC focused companies that aren't attached to a larger publisher would show something. It's usually a bunch of indie games and like some strategy games and a bunch of bullshit, so like nobody ever like announces their big games at the PC gaming show, right? Like,
no.
So Ubisoft, Ubisoft, I feel like, is going to be fun, but it'll be known, right? They're not going to have anything now that Watch Dogs is leaked, right? There's not going to be a big Ubisoft announcement. It's just going to be, all right, cool. We're going to talk about Skull and Bones. We're going to talk about Beyond Good and Evil 2. We're going to talk about Watch Dogs. We're going to talk about Siege. We're going to talk about Rainbow Six. Not Wildlands, but Breakdown or Breakout or whatever the fuck that new one's called.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Breakpoint.
Breakpoint, thank you. I wonder if they'll have, like, maybe they'll announce the Rabbids 2 thing with the Mario dudes.
That'd be nice.
Mario vs. Rabbids, I actually think is the title. I don't know why I couldn't think of that.
Yes.
Kingdom
Battle 2, that'll be nice.
Yes. That, because their toy thing, like, failed. So,
yeah, they're anything going forward for, whatever that game was called,
is digital only now, right?
Yeah,
so they're not making any new
toys. All content will be digital,
right? So, I'm trying to think what else they have. Maybe another For Honor expansion, unless they announce a For Honor 2. Right, because For Honor has been out for, what, 3 years now?
Yeah, about that.
Ooh, sorry, did not mean to punch my microphone. Yeah. It's been out for, like, 2.5 years, since 2017. So maybe they announce a third new expansion, or they do a sequel, like, hey, coming next year, you know?
I wonder if they have to, because, like, they could just continue to build on it like they did have Siege, so
right. And with Siege, they basically said, we're just gonna bring it to next gen consoles, like, we're not gonna make a second one,
right?
And stuff, so that's it is possible. I don't know if that game is popular enough to warrant the continued support, but maybe they could convince enough people that a sequel would
work,
they could then remarket it, kind of thing,
yeah,
you know. What I want for them to do then is to get fictional licenses and then do like fictional sets of warriors as well. Like, give me some Star Wars dudes in there, and you know,
that'll be cool.
Yeah. Square, I actually am surprised they're having one, and it makes me very interested.
Well,
they have the Sony time slot.
And we're going to see Avengers.
We're going to see Avengers. We're going to see Final Fantasy.
Yep.
A 7 remake. And I wonder if we'll see a new Nier game.
Maybe.
I feel like there were some, like, Yokotaro was out there being like, I'm making some new shit. They have that other game that they announced, Babylon Falls, I think.
That was recent, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, they announced that's a Platinum developed game published by them. So they only showed, like, a CG trailer last year. So maybe they do a, like, they show what it is this year, kind of thing. Oh man, give me a new Nier game though. That's what I want. I want so bad. You know, I would love a teaser for a Final Fantasy 16, but I don't think that we see any of that until 7 remake is.
Yeah, all, episode is all 25 parts of that are out. So.
And
I so and this. Purely rumor and speculation, but there was word going around that a new trademark renewal or license renewal for Parasite Eve was made.
Mm-hmm.
So that could be cool.
That would be cool.
I don't want to get your hopes up.
I mean, I've never played any of those games, but I like if they were to like remaster them and put them out on modern day consoles, I would play them.
That'd be cool, yeah.
I would love a Dino. I would love the same thing to happen for Dino Crisis as well.
Give me Dino Crisis remastered, like Resident Evil.
Hell yeah! Oh fuck yeah!
Do we get Resident Evil 3?
No.
No. I mean, the rumor is that that's being worked on.
I'm sure it is. I don't think they do that until, like, I wouldn't be surprised if we get into this, like, every other Resident Evil game kind of thing. We're like, okay, we did the remake of 2. Now we're going to talk about Resident Evil 8. And then
3.
And then 3. And then we do, you know, a remake of 4, I guess. I don't know, because it hasn't been put on every console enough.
Yeah, I don't know if you need a remake 4 yet.
So I would be totally down if you remade 4, because it's one of my favorite. But yeah, and then we get to Microsoft, right? Microsoft's the big mystery because they're the only publisher, like they're the console, they're the only, like, you know, it's them and Sony who are always going to have the really big announcements, right? Because they, everybody comes to them,
right?
And stuff. So even people who aren't at the show, or other, even other publishers who don't have conferences, show they games show, at yeah. least at like Sony and Microsoft's. So you know, like that From Software game that was rumored, right, with George R. R. Martin and stuff, like, could show up there. They could show, I don't know, they have 14 new games, right? So, you know, or 14 games, I guess, to show. Obviously, Gears will be one of them. I'm sure Halo will be one of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have all those studios, right? They have, you know, Ninja Theory is working on, I think they said they revived an initial project that didn't get picked up, so they're doing that now. They Obsidian is finishing their, like you said, finishing their league, but maybe they do a CG trailer for whatever game is coming exclusively under Microsoft.
Right.
That Initiative may show their game. And then they bought the We Happy Few people as well, but I don't think they're going to show anything. I'm missing a studio in there somewhere, but
the Forza Horizon guys.
Playground,
who are really working on Fable.
State of Decay guys as well. Undead, right. Undead Labs.
Yeah.
Undead might could show something, and Playground could, their second team could announce if it's a Fable game. That Fable game.
Yeah.
But, you know, Xbox saying we invited something new to Xbox E3 this year. You know.
Yeah, I mean,
like they have the most to gain and the most to lose, because it's, you know, it's always been a race between them and Sony, right? Nintendo's always been sort of like the kid off in the corner playing with his own like special toys. So, but now that Sony's not there, all eyes will be on Microsoft to show like the really cool shit.
Yeah, and it's the only place for like, you know, Activision or EA really to, like, right. I mean, EA is not showing their new shit.
2K or, yeah. You know, and stuff like that, you know.
So it's the one place for them to kind of show off that stuff, so.
So, ooh. Yeah, I'm so fucking excited. I'm actually, like, really glad that it's on Sunday, because then I have a day less to wait tonight for any of this stuff.
Yeah, and you'll know, like, you know, that'll set the tone. They come out and are super disappointing. Toss in the whole towel because nothing left. Because I mean, I think the rest of them is kind of known quantities. So Microsoft is weirdly coming in with lots of question marks. Like, what do they have? So.
Exactly. So,
I don't know. It'll be fun. I am. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I really don't know. Like,
what do you want to see, man? Like, what are you looking, like, what would be your dream? Like,
I mean, that George R. R. Martin game, like, it's supposed to be, like, based on Norse mythology and shit. And, like, If they do, if From Software,
anybody From Software, yeah.
Like, yeah. That sounds sick as hell.
Yeah.
A Final Fantasy 16 would be my dream. Like, if we're going Jeff level prediction here, like, you know, that, like, that would be my, like, pie in the sky. Obviously won't happen, but would be really cool. Like, yeah,
I think what I'd want out, I mean, I want something new out of Microsoft.
Yeah,
what's the over under on talking about next gen? Do you think they announce the console? Do they name it?
I think they announce it. I think they do a Project Scorpio type thing, like what they did for Xbox One X, where it's like, here's what we're working on. Here's, you know, what it's going to be. But we're not announcing the name yet. Like, that'll be next year.
Okay.
But I do think, like, you'll, like, hey, and, like, these, all of these games that we're showing today will be able to be played on whatever our next system is. Because you'll be able to play all Xbox games on it.
Yeah.
I think that's how they'll play that. For me, yeah, that, like, I want, like, an action adventure type game out of Microsoft, like a Tomb Raider, Uncharted type thing. Not necessarily that, but in that vein, like,
not a shooter,
not a full on shooter, like, more, you know, something fun, like, adventurous.
For me, like, my junior lineup is that. Like, I'm sorry, I didn't say what. From them, like, it would be like that and like a platformer, Banjo-Kazooie or something, you know.
Not that this would excite either of you, I guess, but the Banjo Kickstarter game.
Ukulele?
Right, those Robotic. Guys are going to talk about their new game at E3.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully they
do better.
It's not half-baked, but yeah.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, they had good intentions. I just don't think that they succeeded in it. But
yeah.
So I'd want that out of Microsoft, out of Bethesda. I don't know. Maybe something new from Arcane. Not sure what. Out of Ubisoft, I'd like Prince of Persia. I'm reaching.
Trier was out there being like, nobody get your hopes up for Splinter Cell. And I was like,
awesome. Splinter Cell.
I'm not expecting Splinter Cell, nor am I expecting Prince of Persia, but Prince of Persia.
Splinter Cell.
Prince of Persia would be dope.
I don't think Splinter Cell is not there.
I mean, Trier literally said it's not there. He's like,
he's lying.
Nah, yeah. he wouldn't lie.
That's what he does. The most meticulous reporter in games.
Yes.
Getting out there before E3 and spreading this information. just to get it, Jeff. So that's what I want out of Ubisoft. I could go Final Fantasy 16 would be cool. Parasite Eve would be great for me out of Square. A revived Chrono Break would be cool. Anything, honestly, out of their library of games that isn't just Final Fantasy and Kingdom Hearts would be nice. And then out of Nintendo, I don't even know what I'd want out of them. I'm actually very happy with Nintendo's lineup for the rest of the year, so.
Like, already announced shit is already great, you know?
Yeah. Like, and even, like, the little stuff, like the Zelda rhythm from the guy.
Where the fuck is that?
It's coming. I don't know when, but it's coming. So, like, all that stuff looks really cool. I don't think we'll get any of what I want, so... I'm just hoping the stuff that is shown turns out good.
I do have one more piece of news, big news that broke earlier today that we didn't talk about.
Yeah.
Which was this Blizzard stuff that they canceled a StarCraft first-person shooter game to focus on Diablo 4 and a second Overwatch game, both of which are expected to be announced at BlizzCon this year.
So, my son mm-hmm. plays a lot of Overwatch and like watches like weird YouTubers and stuff. And I guess there's a rumor going around that there may be an Overwatch campaign.
Yeah, basically like I looked at Shroud's Twitter because you guys brought it up just to see if there was any stuff I missed, and he was talking about it. He said basically like that Overwatch 2 is just what people are calling it, not that it's the official name. And he says, I do know that it's mostly or maybe all about PvE. It's easy to imagine combining with Overwatch as one PvP in some way. So yeah, I bet you they don't call it Overwatch 2 with a number. They probably call it Overwatch colon whatever the fuck. And it's like, you know, they said it's basically a like four player, you know, Left 4 Dead style game set in the basically like the PvE events that they've been doing in the game.
Right.
But set out across an actual story and stuff like that, which is people have been dying for like
that sounds cool.
Ever since they did the first one. The first one was really good. It had cutscenes, it had like dialogue in between with the characters and stuff, and it was very well done. And this year's one was terrible, but so
yeah, I could get behind that.
And if they announce it, maybe that means it's playable at BlizzCon, and I'm going to BlizzCon this year, so
that'll be awesome. All right. Well, Jeff wants Pikmin. I don't think we're gonna get that, but yeah. So, E3 next time we talk will have happened.
And at the very least, we'll see Luigi and Animal Crossing. So I'll be happy. I'll be happy. That's it. That's all I need.
Okay.
Or
well, that's not gonna happen.
Or Jeff will be on fire.
Yeah, right. The next podcast will be a live stream with the pouring lighter fluid himself.
Oh, there'll be a meltdown. There'll be a fucking full-on meltdown.
He'll be so like impassioned that you'll actually be able to hear what he's saying.
Please record everything. Please record yourself watching.
Yes, I want you to like put your phone. Just like hold it like you normally do when you podcast, so it's like directly under your nose, and then just like, and then just hold it there the whole time. Like, and I want to hear like little mumbles and stuff. Like, what the fuck are they talking about? And then it ends, and you're like, what the fuck are they talking
about? Just do that. We're not even going to do a show next week. We're just going to like play the direct with your commentary over it. Your live commentary. That'll be the show next week. Oh, it'll be fantastic.
So good.
I mean, not for you, but for everybody else. Everybody
else.
I don't see this happening. I just don't. But yeah.
As long as you're building yourself up.
Yeah.
Just don't get too hyped up, Jeff. You don't wanna be too disappointed. But we will be back next week with E3 will be it'll have ended, so we will know everything.
Yeah. I think that'll be a whole episode probably too. So
yeah. So come back next week, Jeff. Say goodnight.
Good night.